Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again and share the good things of the Lord. The last several days, I've been ministering on some considerations of the Godhead. We've taken a little bit of time to look at what Scripture has to say about who is this God that we served. I showed through some Scriptures on Monday's broadcast how both the Old and New Testaments give very clear references to the fact that we serve one God, but that there are three individual persons in the Godhead, eternally existent, eternally equal, and that the Trinity is operative in our salvation. It is the Father who draws us, and Jesus, once we accept Him, we acknowledge His death, His resurrection, and accept Him into our hearts, the Holy Spirit then comes to abide in our spirit, and our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the Godhead is involved in our salvation, and then at this point, of course, we know the Father is on the throne. Jesus physically is coming back to this earth, but at the present, He's busy. He's, as far as I can tell from Scripture, there's two things He's doing. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, but also He's busy preparing a place for us. Isn't that what He told His disciples? Just think about that. Jesus is actually busy and involved preparing a very special place for that very special time when we will be all together, united with our loved ones, those that have gone on before and already present with the Lord. What a glorious day that will be, won't it, when we're all reunited? However, the Holy Spirit has given to us to lead us to become more like Jesus. And so what I want to do on this broadcast is take some time to just look at the Godhead. How are they? How do they relate to one another? What can we learn from their relationship one to another? Well, first of all, we see that they are loving. Obviously, there is a Greek word called agape, and there's many different kinds of love, phileo love, and the love that we have for like relatives or friends. But the agape love is the love that God has. It is a pure and a perfect love. And beloved, unless we know who love is and where love comes from and what love is, how is it possible for us to go out and love? How can we manifest true love if we don't know this God who is a loving God? In fact, God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. So it was love that created the world. It was love that sent Jesus into the world to ransom mankind from the snare, the awful destruction of sin, and to reconcile and restore us back to fellowship with Him. So the love of God is for the well-being, for the honoring, for the serving and cherishing of one another, not using. Because as we look at the Godhead, they love perfectly. They love fully. There's no evil or ugliness or carnality, but it's a perfect form of love. And not only is it a perfect form of love, it's a perfect form of fellowship. They have perfect fellowship with one another. They weren't lonely. They didn't have to create the heavens and the earth. Think about that. They had no needs. God did not need. He was perfectly self-sufficient within the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, were totally, completely joyful, peaceful, harmonious. They did not need anything, but because one of their attributes is pure and perfect love, what can we know about love? Well, love, when you have love in your heart, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to give, you want to share, right? Well, that's exactly what compelled God to create. He created this beautiful world, and he created man in his very own image. And remember, after he created man, Adam, and before sin entered into the world, he made this statement that it was not good for man to live alone. That's why inherently, basically, it's in our DNA. We don't want to be alone. Why? Because loneliness is not what God intends. Isolation is not what God desires for any one of us. What does he want? He wants us to experience the kind of harmony, the kind of joy and beauty and fellowship that exists in the Godhead. He wants us to experience relationship, community, friendship, connection. That's what God intends. And that's why we're to have the mind of Christ. We're to have the Spirit of Christ within us, because as we become more like Jesus, more and more are we able to partake of this divine fellowship that the Godhead enjoys and experiences. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that worth pursuing? Praise God. Well, I could spend a lot of time on this, but I want to move on. Also, we can learn from the Godhead that they are transparent. There's a reality that there's no secrets among the Godhead. They live complete and open and authentic, transparent existences. And that's what God wants us to be real. We can't be two-faced. We can't say we're perfect, obviously, but just as there's no secrets, we need to be open and honest about who we are. And sometimes that involves being honest about our sin, about our foolishness, about our fears, about our doubts, our failures, our hopes, our longings, as well as our dreams and our expectations and the struggles that we go through. We don't really have anything to hide from one another in the body of Christ. There's always a risk being transparent, because sometimes they don't have the agape love. They don't learn to cover and conceal. They don't learn not to spread gossip or to speak things that they shouldn't. But that's one of the aspects of the Trinity, that they are transparent and real with one another. Also, there's a perfect humility among them. No one gets upset with another. Think about that. There's never been a day when Jesus was jealous of the glory and honor and praise that was being lavished upon the Father. There's never a day when the name of Jesus is preached in worship and song that the Holy Spirit stands back and he gets jealous. He covets the glory. That's almost laughable to think about. But think about this, that indeed the Father is humble, the Son and the Spirit, they live to honor and to glorify and to cherish and to serve and to exalt one another. There's perfect harmony because there is no pride. That's why pride, that first sin of Lucifer, sent him out of heaven, because there's no room for pride in heaven. Along with that humility, there's a submissiveness. Among the world, or even among carnal Christian, everybody wants to be boss. But if we would submit to one another in love, things would get done. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11 that the head of the man is the woman in marriage, and that the head of Christ is God. He was illustrating about the harmony that should exist in a marriage, that it's like Christ and the church. And what he's saying here is that Jesus Christ, though he's equal to the Father, is submissive to the Father. That the concept of respecting authority is theological. It's what's in the Godhead. Jesus said that the Father was greater than him. You see that humility there. He was totally equal, but he was respecting the position and the influence and the relationship and the work that the Father does. And so there's no conflict, there's no envy, there's no jealousy. They work together beautifully. If you have a problem with authority, if you're defiant, if you're rebellious, well, obviously you're going to have problems in your relationship with God, because that's the very heartbeat of the Godhead working together, a mutual submissiveness and humility and transparency and fellowship. And the last point I'd like to share with you, think about this. Because they have all these attributes, this is how they get along together. This is how they operate. Think about that. They're also extremely happy. Think about that. They didn't need, as I shared earlier, they didn't need creation. They didn't need to create the angels or mankind or the fullness of the world and the universe and all the things that exist that we have even no concept or understanding of. What joys await us in heaven when we begin to see how vast this incredible universe and God's creation truly is. But no one is happier than God. Within the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, there's nothing but unprecedented, unparalleled joy. And the reason is this is true, think about it, because there's no sin. There's no jealousy. There's no disrespect, no conflict, no lying, no hiding. There's no blaming. There's just perfect agape love. Perfect unity, perfect communication, perfect affection and adoration and connection with one another. God's the happiest person who has ever or will ever exist. Praise God. And so, beloved, I've taken just a little bit of time, but I pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged in your Christian walk to represent your daddy, to represent Jesus accurately, to represent the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is the fruit of the Spirit, the very characteristics of Jesus. You know, when Paul tells us to rejoice, he tells us a second time, he said, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Why? Because we need reminding. We need to pattern ourselves after our Father, our Creator, the God who created us in His image. Beloved, God is bigger than your problems. The devil wants to steal your joy, but don't let him do it. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this revelation of who you are, and I ask you to seal it to our hearts. Burn it in our memories, Lord, that as you are, so shall we be. You're created beings, but made in your image. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. Bless the Lord. Well, it's been a joy to share about who God is. And I pray that you'll take it to heart and reflect on your own life, that you can manifest these wonderful attributes of the God that we serve. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I'd invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. If you have prayer needs, hey, won't you write and let me know you're listening and share those needs, and I'll pray back, pray with you and send back whatever God would give. I know you'll be blessed. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.